This summer, serve up the cookout classics, Kraft Mayo and dressing. Toss green salads with delicious ranch dressing or zesty Italian. Serve smooth, craveably creamy potato salads with mayo. We all know it's not a cookout without Kraft.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Experience and membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Get 2x membership rewards points per dollar on eligible purchases in key business categories, as well as on each eligible purchase of $5,000 or more, on up to $2 million in eligible purchases per calendar year. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
No one goes to Hank's for his spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet, so Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
And good day, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today on this Thursday, November 6th, 2025, as week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Denver Broncos on Thursday night football. Thank y'all for tuning in to Playmakers of the Building. Ramley Talk, Rams Nation East Coast Station out here in Jacksonville, Florida. Hope y'all having a good week. Hope y'all had a good weekend, a good Halloween weekend that was. Now that we're in the month of November, as we getting ready to close in on the 2025 year and get ready to go into the 2026 year. I'm going to keep it brief and short this week because I'm not in the mood. I am not playing around this week. So we're going to jump right into it. The Rams hosted the New Orleans Saints coming off their bye week, trying to move to 6-2. And without much resistance, the Rams moved to 6-2. Handled business 34-10 over the New Orleans Saints. Getting the job well done. Complete dominating performance from the Rams. Offense, defense, special team. I'm going to get to the special teams in a minute. I got to talk about that. But here are your stats from the game. Matthew Stafford, 24 for 32, 284, 4 tugs. Kyron Williams put one in the end zone on the ground with 114 yards rushing. Puka Nacua had a touchdown. Devontae Adams had two more touchdowns. It was a good complementary offense from the Rams, running and passing. Tyler Schultz for the New Orleans Saints, he had his first start, his first NFL start. It was an alright performance. 176 through the air, one touchdown, one interception. Taysom Hill make some plays for him. Rashid Shaheed tried to make some plays for him, who's no longer there. We'll be seeing him next week when we play Seattle because he got traded to the Seahawks before the trade deadline this week. Rams didn't do nothing to trade deadline. Stay packed where they was at. I have no problem with it. I'm good with it. I trust Les Snead and Sean McVay that they love the team that we got, so we're going to keep it moving forward. All in all, 4 out of 5 in the red zone. I love that. Help time possession. 43, almost 44 minutes. Talking about domination. 438 of total offense, only three penalties, 7 for 14 on third down, 2 for 2 on fourth down. Like I said, complete domination, no worries whatsoever. We moved to 6-2. Seattle, they put a beating on the Commanders. Shout out, my thoughts and prayers are with Jaden Daniels, who had a dislocated elbow in that game. Thoughts and prayers with him for a full recovery. And look forward to seeing him on the field again whenever that time is right. The 49ers, they went to the Meadowlands and they took down the New York Giants. So they moved to 6-3. Arizona, they was in Dallas on Monday night and they took down the Cowboys to move to 3-5 on the year. So everybody in the NFC West was victorious in week 9 of the NFL season. Everybody was victorious. This was not a thing. But before I continue on, let me get to the special teams part real quick, because I don't remember who our special team coach is, but Josh Cardy, the placeholder, the long snapper, and our entire special team line, y'all better get y'all ish together. Missing PATs, missing field goals, dudes running in free, almost blocking field goals. Get y'all together. We do not have time for a game to be lost because special teams ain't doing their part. We don't have time for that. Defense is doing their part. Offense is doing their part. Special teams, get it together. Get it together. There's no ifs. There's no ands. There's no buts about it. Get y'all together so we can do what we're supposed to be doing. Winning football games and making sure people understand that the Rams are coming for the NFC title. Not the NFC West title, the NFC title. We want to be in Santa Clara in February. So get it together, special teams. Get it together. And with that, let's take our long commercial break in. Then when we come back, the reason why I am so serious today.
Zootopia 2 has come home to Disney Plus.
Let's go!
Get ready for a new case.
We're gonna crack this case and prove we're the greatest partners of all time!
New friends.
You are
Gary the Snake.
And your last name?
The Snake.
Dream team.
In new habitats.
Zootopia has a secret reptile population.
You can watch the record-breaking phenomenon at home.
You're clearly working at
Zootopia 2. Now available on Disney Plus, rated PG.
When you finally find your thing, you want the whole world to know about that thing. So you use a thing called Canva to make it an even bigger and better thing. Whether you want to create flyers for that thing, make presentations for that thing, or design merch for that thing, you can do anything. So people can see your thing, feel your thing, love your thing. The next thing you know, it's a thing. Canva, the thing that makes anything a thing.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. Take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Get Mounds of Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls,
Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, the new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
You thought this was your Run Club era. Turns out, it was more of a thinking about Run Club era. The good news? Someone's marathon training is about to start. Sell your workout gear on Depop. Just snap a few photos and we'll take care of the rest. They get their race day fit and you get a payout for trying. Someone on Depop wants what you've got. Start selling now. Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Comcast is delivering extraordinary experiences in live sports. Through the incredible broadcast and storytelling from NBC, innovative and personalized viewing features on Xfinity and Peacock, and the country's most reliable Wi-Fi, viewers can enjoy every game-changing play faster and more seamlessly than ever. All in a network built to deliver unforgettable moments as close to live as possible. The ultimate experience for the American sports fan. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/sports.
And welcome back to Ramy Talk here on this Thursday, November 6, 2025, as we get ready for week 11 to kick off between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos for week 11. But this week is serious. I mean, I think Ram Nation, I think you know why this week is serious. It's round two, damn it. It is us going to San Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers. And I think y'all know why I'm serious about this one. Because if you remember, on week five, Thursday night football, SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, California, we got beat in overtime by the San Francisco 49ers. Matt Jones looked like he couldn't get touched. Just back there in the pocket, had all day. We let Kendrick Bourne go for a career high of 184 yards on us. This was the San Francisco 49ers beating up the shreds. The only person they had healthy was Christian McCaffrey. Brock Purdy was out. Brandon Ayuk has not touched the field this year. George Kittle was out. Ricky Pearsall was out. Nick Bosa was out. Okay? They had a lot of players out. And they came to SoFi Stadium on a short week and beat us. Now they're supposed to get Ricky Pearsall back today. George Kittle is back for them. They're saying Brock Purdy should be playing, but I don't know if they want to go that route. They might want to stick with Matt Jones. Just my thoughts. Unbiased thoughts, that is. But they're getting weapons back. And they already got a victory over us. So, Rams are the favorite, surprisingly. They was the favorite last time and still lost. But this is what Vegas wants to do. 4.5 for the Rams. The only reason why we're on top of San Francisco in the division standing because they played the extra game and us, which gave them an extra loss because they didn't even have a day bye week yet. They won't have their bye week for another 4 weeks. I think their bye week is in week 14. But they are chugging along. And matter of fact, they haven't lost in a division game. They are 3-0 in the division. They beat us, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals. And all three of us had opportunities to beat the San Francisco 49ers, and none of us came away victorious. Seattle, they lost at home to the 49ers to open up the season. The Cardinals, they went to Santa Clara. They had a lead and blew it at the end and lost in Santa Clara to the Cardinals, to the 49ers. And obviously, we know what happened. I just referred what happened to us on Thursday night. This full 25 game, which I believe is the America game of the week, which means I get to hear Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady on the call for this one. Sean McVay, Chris Shuler, y'all better get the job done today, this week. Y'all better get the job done Sunday. I am not playing. We better not go 0-2 against the San Francisco 49ers. We have the better team. We have the more healthier team. Get it done. Look at Matthew Stafford's numbers. That man's throwing for over 2,100 yards, 21 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. Cam Williams closing in on 600 yards rushing with 3 rushing touchdowns. Booker McCool over 700 yards catching with 3 touchdowns. We got the connection with Devontae Adams going. Devontae Adams has 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games. And you look at the San Francisco Friday, Mike Jones ain't even at 2,000 yards yet, but 10 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Christian McCaffrey, he's closing in on 600 rushing yards with 4 touchdowns. And he's also the leading receiver with just over 600 yards receiving with 4 touchdowns. Chris Shuler, don't you play that soft-ass cover like you did Thursday night and let Matt Jones or even Brock Purdy pick you apart like they did Thursday night. I don't want to see that bull crap. I don't. You better get in the goddamn face. You better make sure. I don't care if it's Matt Jones, Brock Purdy. I don't even care if it's Steve Young, Joe Montana back there. You better bring pressure like you never brought pressure before on the 49er quarterbacks and them damn receivers. They better feel physicality, goddammit. Because I would not accept another loss to the San Francisco 49ers. I am not with it. I am not playing. Get the damn job done and get it done Sunday. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's all I got for you today on this very short episode of Rambly Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. If you are watching on the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. So anytime we drop a new Rambly Talk episode or anything else related to the Playmakers blog, you'll be the first ones to know. And if you listen on your favorite podcast directly, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, whatever else Rambly Talk you can be listening to on, subscribe and follow on that platform. Leave a comment, leave a review, whatever the case may be. But for all the Rams Nations out there, I speak for everybody. Sean McVay, Chris Shuler, the entire Los Angeles Rams teams, get it done against the San Francisco 49ers. We don't care how you get it done. You go to Santa Clara and you come back 7-2. That's it. That's all. Rams Nation, East Coast Station. Enjoy week 11.